It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Well, very pleasant good afternoon to you. It is about 7 to 8 minutes after the hour of noon in Arizona, 11 o'clock over here in Nevada and in California. This is Speak Out 2.0. We will be here with you for the next hour. We're kind of the warm-up show for Sean Hannity, who kicks off his show in 1 hour from now. And you recognize the music in the background, I'm sure. And some of you are going, I recognize it, but I can't think of who it is. What it is? What show was that? What TV show was it? Yeah, that's right. It's The Odd Couple. Yeah, we all remember them, right? Whoops. The Odd Couple. A little theme song for you to kick off the show today. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce, here every Monday through Friday for Speak Out 2.0. And with us today, we're going to end up with Ryan Fruworth here in just a second. But before I get to Ryan, let's tell you about who sponsors this program, Farm Bureau Financial Services. Is it time for you to review your life insurance, your auto insurance, or maybe your home insurance? Well, when's the last time you sat down with a professional and said, look at my options, tell me what I can do here? Well, Greg Idens and his staff can do that for you. Call 763-8464, make an appointment, take your policies in. You don't never read that stuff anyways. Take it in, let them read it, tell you what it says, and tell you maybe there's some other opportunities to save you money in 2021. So call Greg's office, 763-8464. Mojave Electric Cooperative. You know, they give you that co-op connection card for free, and it saves you money all over town. Now, if you have one, you've already been using it. If you haven't got one, well, you're wasting money at Wienerschnitzel. You're wasting money at Cold Stone Creamery. You're spending too much money at Mattressland. You're spending too much money at Office Express. Go get a co-op connection card and save money at those locations. It's free, okay? And by the way, you know, all those businesses participate. So when they give you their card, they give you a whole list. So I can't go over them all. We'd be here till 3 o'clock. Also, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, now a 4-star facility rated by the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services, a constantly sanitized medical facility. Their services include, physical therapists, also occupational therapists, and speech therapists. And it's a skilled nursing facility. So if you know someone who might need those services, call 928-758-1404. 928-758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. And we're also brought to you by Dutch Bros Coffee, Walker Service Electric, Mojave Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Talus Harbor at Bullet City Hospital, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, and Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Let's take a look at our weather. You woke up this morning. It was a little breezy along the Colorado River. It's going to get up to 68, but the W is going to be here all day. And the W is going to be here tomorrow. It's going to be 67. We're going to go up to 69 on Thursday with the W. Saturday is going to be the best day of the week. It's going to be 70 degrees and sunny, but the W is back on Saturday. That's Friday. Friday it's 70 degrees and sunny. Saturday and Sunday, the wind's back and 64 and 64 degrees on both days. A little bit of sports for you. Nothing tonight on tap on our radio stations, but tomorrow night the Phoenix Suns take on the Toronto Raptors at 7 o'clock. Indiana Hoosiers take on the Wisconsin Badgers on Thursday night at 6:45. Friday night the Suns are back with the Detroit Pistons at 5 p.m. And Saturday, we got the Indiana Colts and the Buffalo Bills at 10:30 in the morning. We got Sunday and Monday, too, but we'll do those later in the week. Some COVID numbers for you. Yesterday, this was announced early this morning, in Arizona, an increase of 5,932 new cases. Mojave County numbers that were released yesterday. But remember, these numbers are for 3 days. They are for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the holiday Friday and Saturday and Sunday. So total for new cases yesterday, 901, 319 total deaths. In Bullhead City, the increase was 310 new cases, a total of 3,341. In Kingman, they had a total of 259 new cases over the holiday weekend and a total of 2,957 cases. Lake Havasu City had 325 cases over the weekend and 3,800 total cases. So give you a little idea of what's going on around the area. And now before I bring Ryan on, I want to tell you, be sure and listen. If you're a cornhole player, if you like to play cornhole, well, they're going to have a tournament in Kingman. Listen, keep listening, because you can call in and get a free entry into that event. So now let's bring to the air, social distancing from downtown Kingman, with his feet up on his desk, I'm sure, we have the Supreme Commander of Recreation, Ryan Frueworth. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing just fine, Larry. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Brian, Ryan. And didn't you kick off the new year by jumping in the pool?
Did I personally? No. But did I help administrate an event? I did. Yes, I did. Yes, the Kingman's Polar Bear Dip is one of the longest running traditions that we do here in the city of Kingman. Let me tell you, it was cold outside and the water temperature was frigid, and we still had over 100 brave swimmers take the plunge into Centennial Pool on New Year's Day at 12 o'clock noon sharp. Had a great turnout, some pretty hilarious video on our Facebook page if you haven't seen it yet. It was a really great free family event on New Year's Day.
Yeah, my buddy Justin Flummer, who's a battalion chief with the Bullhead City Fire Department and lives in Kingman, and his kids were out there, and they were two of the crazies that jumped in.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them. It's a great way to wash off the stink of 2020 and to bring in 2021 with a new, fresh perspective.
Yeah, yeah. And those are called goosebumps that cover your whole body.
I'll tell you, it was cold. The deck was cold. The wind was whipping. It would just bite right through you. But we had some really cool prizes to give away, and it made for some really hilarious video footage.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad it was a success, as always. But, Ryan, at what point in time are you going to be a guy that jumps in there?
No, I'll just be happily announcing from the booth, watching all the crazies take part. I'm happy as could be to do that.
Yeah, and you have long pants and a jacket on and a heater, right?
And a huge cup of coffee. Yep, exactly.
Ah, that's good. Now, as we kick off 2021, unfortunately, we still, in your area of recreation, you still got to keep that big word COVID up there in the corner of your office, because it still has a way of playing heck with a lot of your events, doesn't it?
Well, most definitely. I mean, much like the Kingman Recreation is a microcosm for all of society, we are having to implement new procedures and things to keep us and our employees as well as our participants safe from COVID. So we've continued to do all of those proven, sufficient program things that we do to help keep the COVID-19 issues at bay. You know, our team members have continued to respond to the COVID-19 threat and the general need for public safety by having our Parks Department disinfect with the bleach solution all of our park restrooms, our picnic benches and Ramada shelters, wiping down counters and doors and railings, most of those touch surfaces. We perform these cleaning practices on a regular basis, but they've been stepped up dramatically during this time of COVID.
Right.
So we're doing everything that we can on our end, but of course we have to ask that our visitors and our residents do their due diligence as well. They need to encourage practice social distancing in the parks. Our cleaning trucks are on a nonstop rotation through parks facilities on a daily basis, but we need the public's help as well. It is crucial that we keep on doing everything we can to be safe from this COVID so that we can still live our lives.
You know? Right, right. And does this also, you know, with your tournaments, because, you know, Bullhead City and Kingman really seem to live off of tournaments in the areas and bringing people in from out of town. And does that also curtail some of your tournaments?
You know, we've had to make some significant changes to our park facilities and our procedures in order to accommodate both our local residents as well as our out-of-town guests. And, you know, I've been in regular contact with Dave Heath, my counterpart down in Bullhead, as well as the folks in Lake Havasu and all over the state of Arizona. So we've been trying to find ways where we can be the most effective at keeping the COVID-19 threat at bay while still trying to provide these basic necessities of life to help keep the business operations of tourism going in our tri-state area. So we've done all the common sense things, like we've ripped out all of the spectator seating in the bleachers so that we don't encourage areas of congregation.
Right.
We allow alcohol at the parks here in Kingman, so we removed all of the beer caddies that hang on the back of the dugout fences so that we can, again, eliminate that encouraged point of communion. We're trying to find any way we can to limit access to the restrooms. There's a max cap on how many can be in the restrooms at a time.
Yeah.
If we do have tournaments there, people are required to stay 6 feet apart at all times. We did close down our dugouts so that people, while they are playing the games, they're not congregating in the dugouts in less than 6 feet of space.
Right.
So all of these extraordinary methods and measures that we have taken have seemed to be pretty effective so far.
Well, that's good. And it's hard, isn't it? I mean, it's from your level of management, it can be frustrating.
Of course, of course. I mean, we all know what the key here is. Keeping the public safe is obviously of the utmost importance. That's why we're following the CDC guidelines, the NSA guidelines, and encouraging the tournaments and league directors to enforce that social distancing as well as spectators. I mean, there is a laundry list of things we do every day at our parks, but especially on busy tournament weekends, so that everybody can stay safe while still being able to live their lives.
Exactly. Now, you do have some indoor events coming up also, don't you?
Yes, we do, and we're prefacing all of these advertisements with the fact that, you know, just like everyone is living their lives day to day, things change day to day. There may come a time where we have to make significant changes to our schedule or our programs with little to no notice. So we're prefacing all of our advertisements by saying, hey, best case scenario, we're hoping to be able to do all of these programs and activities. But yes, we do have several indoor activities coming up here in the city of Kingman. One of the most enjoyable ones we have is our indoor family bingo dinner and dessert event. That's coming up here in January. It's a ton of fun down at Paula Christie Elementary School. The doors open at 5:30 p.m. That's when they start serving dinner. They're doing chili, cornbread, salad, and a great spread of desserts this season. We're very excited for that.
Wow.
It's a lot of fun. The doors open at 5:30 for dinner, and then bingo starts at 6:30. We try to keep all of our events as affordable as possible. It's just $8 a person. That includes your entire night's meal and entertainment.
Wow, that's pretty inexpensive.
It's a great affordable family event.
That's a good price for something like that.
With the city, we're never designed to make money. We're not out there to turn a huge profit. All we have to do is offer an enjoyable family event, give a great experience, and do our best to break even so that we don't put that burden on the taxpayers.
Yeah.
We found a pretty good groove in doing events like this, and this is another great one we have planned. That's on January 29th.
Okay, very good. Are you wrapping up? Because you're always looking 2 and 3 months out as you're planning things, so you know, it won't be long before we're talking Easter. Are you planning some Easter events in Kingman?
Absolutely. It's kind of the lifeblood of our industry is we're always thinking 2 to 3 months ahead of where we are right this second, and that's recreation in general. But, yeah, we are projecting all of our Easter events to be taking place this season. Easter is in April this year. One of the really fun activities that the city of Kingman has offered is our Easter coloring contest, which is open to children in kindergarten through fifth grade. We send out thousands of coloring sheets to the various schools around the tri-state area. We allow them to return those to us here at the Parks and Rec office, and then we've got some terrific prizes we give away to the winners of the best colored contest in each age group, in each category. We scan them and put them on Facebook. We display them at our local events, and we got some really terrific prizes we offer. This is another one of those free family events we love to offer at the City of Kingman.
You know, and I will say that in talking with you for almost 2 years here on the radio and knowing you forever, it seems that Kingman does a lot of things for their locals, more so than, and I know if Jeff and Dave are listening, they're going to cringe, but I think you guys in Kingman, and that's maybe just the history of Kingman being a little older city than Bullhead, but you guys seem to do a lot more to entertain your locals than what we do in Bullhead City.
Well, you know, tourism is crucial in all of our tri-state area cities. And I do know that Bullhead recognizes the value of its input of its local citizens as well.
Sure.
We always do the same thing here in Kingman. We try to focus on our local residents as often as we can to give them fun, free family activities like this. I mean, I grew up in Kingman. I was participating in programs like this when I was a kid.
Right.
Now this is one of the great honors of my life that I'm able to pass that along and offer these things to the new residents of Kingman.
Yeah.
As well as some of the people I went to high school with now have kiddos who are my son's age.
Right.
And we're able to offer these same things to our kids as well.
Isn't that
great?
Being
able to pass that down a generation at a time, we're able to provide that quality of living, that enjoyable quality of life in our small town of Kingman. I love being able to do that. And little perks like this through the Parks and Rec Department are one of the things that make life worth living in a small town.
Before I take a commercial break, you were talking about when you were a kid in Kingman, but I heard a story the other day about when you were a kid in Kingman and your dad was umpiring a softball game. And
boy, that story never gets old, Larry. Why don't you just tell everybody about it?
A guy here in Bullhead City was also up there umpiring a game. His name's Tom Brady. Some people might know who he is.
Maybe.
And I guess, you know, I went to school with your dad. I haven't seen him in years. But I guess Daryl and Tom kind of look a little similar. And I guess
they bear a striking resemblance.
Yeah. Some point in time during the game, I guess you went up and pulled on Tom and said, "Dad, I need some money for the snack bar or restroom or something," and turned around and went, "Oh, never mind, you're not my dad."
And that cheap son of a gun didn't give me what I was asking for. All I wanted was a pack of sunflower seeds, and he wouldn't help me, Larry.
Well, you know, that's a good story about growing up in small towns, isn't it? And then who knew you would be working for Tom as the mayor at some point in time, even in Bullhead, before you took off back to Kingman. So.
That's right. That's right. It was my pleasure to work for Mayor Brady at the time when he was in charge of Bullhead City.
Let us take a break, and we're going to come back and talk more with Ryan, who can't recognize his own father. We'll be back after these messages.
For value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, there's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at the Loftland Outlet Center. The place for value and style.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Let's be candid. Rates are at historic lows, and right now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers to explore refinancing. Let Mojave Mortgage help you reach your goals of financial success. Maybe pull cash out for that swimming pool or pay off cumbersome debts. The time is now. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. Our team of professionals will ensure your experience is painless. We'll explore all your options and make sure you're not overpaying for closing costs. MojaveMortgages.com. Tall on integrity, short on fees.
And MLS number 1830581.
Birthday parties, vacations, family reunions. We've all had to postpone important activities, but taking care of your health isn't something you should put off. Wellness visits and screenings can help keep you well and identify health issues in the earliest stages when they are most treatable. Silver Creek Family Practice is taking extra precautions to provide a safe, clean, and sanitized environment. We're committed to helping you stay well, and we offer both telehealth and in-person visits. Schedule an appointment today. WarmCDocs.com.
Arranging or changing your insurance for your business is never easy and no fun unless you are working with Greg Eidness at Farm Bureau Financial Services. Farm Bureau knows commercial coverage and protection, providing you with a coverage plan that can grow with your company, protect you and your employees, protect your building, assets, and most importantly, your customers. Call Greg today, 763-8464. Ask about workman's comp coverage, 763-8464, 763-8464.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? another country? Get a local independent agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Visit NFP Insurance in Lake Havasu, Bullhead, or Kingman, or just call 855-3081.
Hey girl, welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Laughlin Mall studio. Here we're down here on the food court level. And each and every day, our program is brought to you by Dutch Bros Coffee, right across from Mojave High School. It's a quick drive-through for handcrafted coffee, hot lattes, cold brew, and nitro-infused or blended espresso to perfection. And then you add your favorite flavor. Plus, they have energy drinks, shakes, teas, lemonades, smoothies, hot chocolate, cold chocolate, milk, custom sodas. It's all at Dutch Bros in Bullhead City. Walker Service Electric. If you have a residential electrical issue, you call Walker. If you have a commercial electrical issue, you call Walker. If it's new construction, you call Walker. And if you mess around with Highline Power, you call Walker. They have trucks all over Mojave County every single day. He's got guys that live in each town, and they take care of all the electrical issues in the town. Put this number in your cell phone, because you never know when you're going to need an electrician, right? And then you're going to go, oh, what's that guy's name again? Walker Service Electric, 718-9444. That's 928-718-9444. And they're available 24/7. So if you have an emergency, you know, you can call Walker too. Hey, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is serving all of our communities with clean, sanitized facilities. They have the Laughlin walk-in right here in the mall. It faces out to Casino Drive. Then they have the Fort Mojave walk-in on Highway 95 right across from Casa Serrano. They have the Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. They have Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, four floors of medical care up on Silver Creek Road, plus an ER. Then they have over on the Parkway the wound care, the sports medicine, the orthopedics, the surgeons, family doctors, podiatrists, and more, a wound care. So, check it out. If you have questions about your health care, call 928-763-2273. Claudia answers the phone, and she gets you the right help you need. And you can also, our program is brought to you by Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Talus Harbor at Bullhead City Hospital, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and Legacy Rehab and Care Center. And, you know, Ryan, when I was talking there about Warm Sea and Claudia answers the phone, you used to work with Claudia in Bullhead City, huh?
That's exactly right. Claudia was a great addition to our Bullhead Parks and Rec team. I sure do miss her.
Yeah, well, if you don't feel good, call, and then she'll answer the phone. Hold on, because I think we have a caller calling in here. Hold on, let's see here. I guess they hung up. They changed their mind. Okay. All right. Yeah, so it's a small world. Like I said, your dad and I went to high school in Lakewood, California together just a couple years ago. And then, you know, you're talking about you see your fellow classmates that are now your age, and their kids are participating in a lot of your sports events in Kingman, which is really cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It gives you great connectivity to the community.
Yeah. What's happened at Centennial Park in, April 24th?
So one of our other really fun traditions that we offer here, and that's open to everyone, is our family outdoor campout. It's scheduled for Saturday, April 24th at Centennial Park. We offer you the chance to spend the whole evening relaxing here at Centennial Park. We've got activities for the entire family, like our nighttime flashlight hike, stories by the campfire, our outdoor movie on the city's big screen, marshmallow roasting, crafts, games, and just so much more. We're asking everyone to be registered by April 21st, and the cost is just $10 for an adult, $8 per kiddo. This is a ton of fun. If you don't have the time to pack up the house and the kiddos and take everybody way out of state for a camping trip, you're just looking for something more small-scale, affordable, and manageable, this is the answer for you. It's the City of Kingman's Outdoor Family Campout, and that's going to be on Saturday, April 24th.
Wow, that sounds like fun already.
It is a lot of fun. We always have a great, great, enjoyable time for that one. It's cool.
And then you do the drive-in movies, right?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. The drive-in movies are becoming increasingly popular every time we offer them because it's the perfect social distancing-friendly activity that we can offer without locking people into their homes and making them feel isolated.
Yeah.
We do all of our movies go at Southside Park in downtown Kingman. We've got a huge mobile movie screen that we put up, and our high-definition projector as well as our FM transmitter gets the movie up on the big screen and right into your vehicle's speakers. These have become a tremendous source of fun for the community. This is another one of those free family events that we offer to people in town. But again, just because the event is free does not mean that there are no costs associated with putting it on.
There's
a tremendous amount of cost.
Yeah.
The license to show the movie, just the license is $350 right off the bat.
Wow.
It's pretty outrageous for that, but it's the cost you pay to do business. And so we do accept donations for this event.
And this is an opportunity for all the taxpayers to reap a benefit for free from the recreation department.
Absolutely. It's one of those investments in the community that we look at. We have three different dates set up for drive-in movies at Southside Park. We have Friday, March 19th, Friday, April 16th, and Friday, May 14th. So we have one in March, one in April, one in May. And the arrival time starts at 5:45, and the movies then start at dusk. We've usually got concessions in operation, some fun games and activities before the movie, like trivia and giveaways, raffle prizes. And then once the movie gets underway, everyone just gets to enjoy the movie under the stars. It's a lot of fun. We encourage people to come out.
Wow. That's exciting, and it's free. That's a big thing.
You bet. You bet. It's one of those investments we look at. It's social distance friendly. It's a perfect solution to the situation we're in right now.
Yeah, just get in your car and drive there, and you stay in your car unless you want to go buy some snacks or popcorn or whatever.
Right.
And enjoy the movie and have fun.
That's right. And if you're interested in what movies are going to be shown, you have a say in the matter. We always allow our Facebook fans to vote on what movies they want to see.
Ah.
We go onto the website and we find out whatever the upcoming movie release is coming up. We pull three or four titles and then we let you vote on what you want the movie to be. So you have a say in what your family's activity is going to be on those various movie nights.
Okay, so that's exciting. I like the concept. Dave, Jeff, Toby, anyways, that's a great idea.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we do put a lot of time and effort into this, and it's very well received by the community.
And I think one of the coolest things you guys do in Kingman is you do a kickball tournament.
That's right. We do an adult kickball league twice a year, one in spring, one in fall. But because of the COVID situation, we had to put a brief hiatus in the middle of the fall kickball league. Ordinarily, we would have been done with that by Thanksgiving, but we had to push it back.
Ah.
So we only finished our fall kickball league just a few weeks ago, and it was another great turnout. It's a fun, goofy family activity, tons of fun for everybody. You can't take yourself seriously when you're playing a schoolyard children's game.
No kidding.
So there's no drama. It's lots of laughs. We encourage anybody who wants to play to get onto the City of Kingman's website at cityofkingman.gov and check us out at the Recreation tab. We have all the information about our adult sports program.
And then I heard that Ron Froggen was considering adding a hopscotch tournament and Foursquare.
I'm not sure about hopscotch or Foursquare. I'm pretty sure we have already got jacks and pinball in the works, but I don't know about the other ones here. But
you
I'm a good old soldier. If Mr. Foggin says jump, I will ask him how high.
You guys have a lot going on, I'll tell you. Fantastic. Now you're adding a cornhole tournament?
Yes, that's right. We've been having requests for an organized cornhole event for many years now. We've been focusing on our large-scale sports tournaments like softball and baseball and slow pitch for adults, fast pitch for kids. But we did finally find a good weekend that's going to work out great for us. So we put information out there about the inaugural Kings of Kingman Cornhole Championship. It's going to be scheduled on Saturday, February 20th at Centennial Park. And it's just $30 per team to enter. We have teams of two available. Space is limited because we saw an enormous response on social media.
Ah.
It's more so than just your backyard game or your Friday night, you're having beers at the brewery and you pick up a game and play.
Right.
There are some people who take this sport very, very seriously, Larry. So we're making this an official big-time sponsored tournament. We've got a few different sponsors already coming on board. We're going to have a ton of teams, but space will be limited, and that's what we were talking about earlier today.
Yeah.
We'd like to offer a free entry to the first person who wants to call and claim it for their team of two people. We'd like to offer a free entry if you'd be willing to help us get the word out there, Larry.
Okay,
make
give us a
call.
Call.
Let's do it.
Call right now. It's 702-298-1063. I'll push you right on here with Ryan, and we'll let you talk, and you can win an entry into this tournament 100% free. I don't know how many of our listeners, because a lot of our listeners are like your dad and mine that are into cold cornhole, but possibly if you want to go to Kingman and play for free in this tournament on February 20th on Saturday, and it saves you $30, give us a call right now, 702-298-1063. We're going to take a commercial break, and if you call during the break, we'll get you in here with Ryan, and you can get signed up. And we'll take a little break, and we'll be right back. Thank you for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our call-in number is 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. And we'll be right back after this break.
With the gift-giving season upon us, MEC wanted to remind all of our members about one gift that gives the entire family joy: reliable internet services. If you haven't heard yet, Mojave Electric has partnered with TWN to produce a redundant, symmetrical, and reliable fiber optic broadband internet service. Phase one of the project is being constructed as you hear this message. If you have not already, please go to MojaveElectric.com/broadband and pre-register today for what will be the most reliable internet service in our tri-state area. This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Is it time for you to review your security system? What? You don't have a security system? Barron Security Solutions can help with that. Barron offers installation of today's best security systems and provides 24/7 monitoring with local service and support. Not sure what system your home or business needs? Let Barron Security Solutions help. With over 30 years of experience in the tri-state area, Barron is the only call you'll need to make. 758-5499. Barron Security Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Holidays can bring stress and depression, and many seniors 55 and older deal with mental difficulties due to a major medical event like a stroke or underlying health issues. Hello, I'm Chaz Martinez with Chalice Harbor Hospital, a geriatric psychiatric hospital in Bullhead City. If you're experiencing or have a loved one exhibiting depression, bipolar disorder, anxiety disorder, suicide attempts, or mental disorders related to alcohol and drugs, call 404-6009. Chalice Harbor accepts admissions 24 hours a day. 404-6009.
It started with a single espresso push cart in the small town of Grants Pass, Oregon in 1992. Now we have our own Dutch Bros Coffee in Bullhead City. Their coffee is handcrafted. Hot lattes and mochas, cold brew, or nitro infused, or the blended espresso to perfection with your favorite flavor. Plus their energy drinks, shakes, teas, lemonade, smoothies, chocolate milk, custom sodas, and hot cocoa. Drive through the new Dutch Bros Coffee, Highway 95 at Hancock Road, Bullhead City.
When you support a locally owned pharmacy, you're contributing to the growth of the community. The dollars you spend stay right here. HealthMart pharmacies like the Apothecary Shop in Lake Havasu are locally owned pharmacies. Tony Liska of the Apothecary Shop has a personal commitment to his community. HealthMart pharmacies are locally owned and hometown proud. The Apothecary Shop, 1840 Mesquite, across from the hospital. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host, and the show is brought to you by Barron Services. Experts in pools, they can design, install, do scheduled maintenance. Experts in alarms, they can also install. In your home or your business, they can do repairs, maintenance, and monitoring. Experts in landscaping, they can do scheduled maintenance, they can do removal, replacement of plants, and they can even design and install a whole yard. Experts in pest solutions, residential or commercial, schedule treatment or problem areas, and experts in weed control. Call Barron's at 758-5499. Quality, experience, and family. That's what they're all about. 758-5499. Mojave Mortgage, if you need some funding assistance, maybe you're looking at a vacation home. You know, you're thinking maybe this summer you'd like to be in the Wallapies, or maybe just in Kingman, or maybe in Williams, and or you want to put a pool in the backyard, or right, get a better interest rate on the loan you already have. Well, you call Chad Hansen. He's the president and CEO at Mojave Mortgage. Call Chad and say, Chad, Tuna said you can get me some money at a good rate, because he can. Well, not just because I said so, but customers have said they provide great service. Another one said him and his staff are fantastic. So call 928-288-2691. Calls are free. It doesn't hurt to call and ask, hey, I need this much money. What kind of rate can you give me? You know, call them. 928-288-2691. At Chad Hansen, he's a guy. He's in charge. He'll get you the best rate possible. He'll say, lower that rate. Give him an extra $10. Hey, we're also brought to you by Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Our puppies just got home from there last week. The owner, David Torres, has an open-door policy. You can come see the facility. You can leave your dog, your cat for a day or week or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem with Risen Star. And soon, he's going to have an area where you can see your pets anytime you want on your phone. How cool is that? You know, you can say, get down, Freddy. You know, don't do that in that little pin. You're not supposed to be eating that. Don't eat that. You know, you can see all that on your phone. So now if you have a problem with your dog, okay, they're puppies and you're trying to train them. Well, you call David because he trained dogs in the service and he managed dogs for Sacramento County. He knows their behavior issues and he knows how to resolve them with training, personal protection, or service dog. Call 928-754-3006 or stop by at the end of Air Park right next to the airport. And we're also brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Dutch Bros Coffee, Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, and Talus Harbor at Bullhead City Hospital. And we got about, 6-7 more minutes left with Ryan because we got another guest going to call in about 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Trails. You guys have, you know, every time I have your mare on my show, she brags about your trails. And she brags about, you know, they keep them up, they keep them clean. You know, it's not like you go hiking in some towns or some out in the mountain areas. No one's cleaning those trails up. But you guys keep them pretty nice, don't you?
Well, I tell you, Larry, it is not at all an easy task for staff to keep those trails in good shape. I mean, not only do you have to constantly be battling with weeds and erosion and issues like that, sometimes we have major issues with damage, graffiti, and vandalism, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But the trail system is precious to Kingman and our area. We put a ton of time and effort recently into the improvements of our new trails as well as development of new trails and the maintenance of our existing trail systems. One of the ones we're most impressed and most satisfied with would be the White Cliffs Wagon Wheel Upper Loop Trail. This has been a group that the ACE group, you've probably read about, the American Conservation Experience Team, they began construction of that trail extension in early December, and they've now completed an additional half mile on that loop. The crew was off for the holidays, but they're scheduled to be back here in early January to continue their efforts. And we've got residents who are chomping at the bit, asking for daily updates and map updates, and they're bragging it to their friends. We have so many tourists that have been stopping by to check out Kingman's precious natural resources like this trail system. We love having access to these things here. If you haven't been up into Kingman's beautiful high desert temperatures and you haven't taken our trail systems, we highly recommend it. It is a very enjoyable experience.
Well, my friend Dr. Sarah Knievel in Kingman, she often walks your trails, and she posts on Starva. It's an app on your phone, and she shows the trails, and it shows where she walks, 5 miles here, 6 miles there, 7 miles there. And she takes, if you just go on Starva and you friend Dr. Sarah Knievel, you'll see all her trails that she walks on, and they're all posted all over there. So
we love when people help us spread the word like that. I mean, the natural beauty in the landscape is gorgeous. Several of our trails also have that natural history of the Western, you know, conquering of the West. It got great things like that built in, like the wagon wheel trails, the Beale Loop, Fort Beale Loop. They have great connections to our history. It's really cool.
I think when Sarah Knievel retires as a doctor, she wants to become director of marketing for the trail system in Kingman.
That would be awesome. We would love to have her help.
Yeah. How's the golf course doing?
Serbeck Cliffs Golf Course has been in constant operation throughout this entire time of this COVID area. As I'm sure you guys know, and I'm sure they talk about in Bullhead as well as other places, golf is a great sport that allows social distancing when you can still get out there and enjoy our natural beauty. So the weather right now is perfect to play golf in the city of Kingman.
Exactly.
And the Serbeck Cliffs Golf Course has been busy. It's been very busy. We encourage anybody who's interested to contact the Pro Shop if they want to make a tee time. They can call 928-753-6593. You can talk with Greg and Haley and the friendly staff over there at the Cervec Cliffs Golf Course. They'll get you a tee time that works for you. And you can also check out their Facebook page, the CervecCliffs.com Facebook page, on their daily golf promotions and deals. So you're getting the best deal on a great round of golf in the city of Kingman.
Wow. Ryan, hold on. We got a caller. Let's see what they got to add.
Terrific.
We've got a question for you. Well, they already gave up.
One more chance. If anybody wants to claim that free entry in the cornhole tournament, they want to call. Now's the time.
Yeah, you can still call in on that. We didn't get a caller, and so maybe you didn't get to a phone or your cell phone's not charged. You know, give us a call. Or, again, you can call Kingman at any point in time and get involved up there. What's the phone number for recreation in Kingman?
So the Kingman Parks and Rec telephone number is area code 928-757-7919. Or you can get us on our webpage, which is cityofkingman.gov. That's cityofkingman.gov. Don't go to cityofkingman.com, Larry. That'll send you to Kingman, Kansas, and they're not as nice as we are. We're much nicer than them. But it's cityofkingman.gov, and of course, check out our Facebook pages at City of Kingman, Parks, and the Cervec Cliffs Golf Course Facebook pages. We have tons of great information, resources available, and we want to help you stay connected with what's happening in your community.
Well, I'll tell you, you guys do a great job of it. I know, like I said, I talked to the mayor. She's always happy with the recreation and the trails and your golf course. And you can hear the enthusiasm in your voice when you're talking. You love doing all this stuff.
Definitely. It's a pleasure to be able to do this for the community, and we hope to be able to continue sharing this as the months go by.
And I think I'm going to put down in my phone here to challenge you next year, and I'm going to come up there on the 1st, and you and I will jump in the pool together.
Pass. But I promise I'll welcome you when you come, Larry, okay? I promise. And then we can go get Culver's together because Kingman has a Culver's now.
Yes, they're open. I know. They're open. And yeah, after we jump in the pool, we can go have some nice ice-cold frozen custard.
What could go wrong, I tell you.
Exactly. Ryan, thank you so much for your time. We love having you on the air. The listeners enjoy you, and it's always great information you're putting out there.
Thanks again, Larry. I sure do appreciate your time. Have a happy new year.
You too.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing in an almost home setting. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, laundry service and housekeeping, plus a beauty salon and barbershop on property. There are secured outdoor patios. Legacy prides itself with life enrichment activities and outings. Stop by and see for yourself. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, or call 763-1404.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence, and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to meet the owner and staff, survey the facility, and receive the reassurance your canine will be cared for. From protection dog training to grooming to daycare, Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit risenstarkennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
When you need an electrician, you want experience, you want quality work, and you want a fair price. Those are the same qualities at Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker takes pride in his team, their quality work, and the final price. He has for 27 years serving all of Mojave County, residential, commercial, industrial, repairs, upgrades, or new construction. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. Put the number in yourself. You never know. 928-718-9444.
Here's the public service calendar from Radio Central.
Christmas tree recycling is again being encouraged this year in Lake Havasu City and Kingman. Republic Services is asking for trees to be stripped down and dropped off at their collection site near the Havasu Aquatic Center, while Kingman's drop-off location is at the Public Works Building located at 3700 East Andy Devine. The Havasu Balloon Festival and Fair is hosting a night glow on Saturday, January 16th. The event takes place at the Friends of the Fair Rodeo Grounds at Sarah Park. The glow is from 6 to 6:30. Weather permitting. The showing of the Disney movie Up will follow the night glow and is scheduled to start at 7 p.m. Cost is $20 per vehicle, cash only. The Little Delbert Days Rodeo is scheduled for Saturday, January 30th at the Sarah Park Rodeo Grounds in Havasu. More information is at havasurodeo.com.
This calendar is a public service of Radio Central stations KJJJ, Nash FM, KNTR News Talk, and KNTR Sports AM FM.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Laughlin Mall studio. Each and every day we're brought to you by Arizona Comfort Solutions. If it's not comfortable right now in your home or your office, it's your fault. Because if you want it comfortable, everyone likes their own temperature. You know, your body is different than the person next to you. So if you want your office or your home comfortable to your standards, call 758-2400. Arizona Comfort Solutions, that's what they're all about, making your environment comfortable for you. You call them up. They can come out and change out your thermostat or fine-tune it. The same with your heater or your furnace or your air conditioning or your swamp cooler. They can fine-tune what you have, or they can replace it if it need to be. So call them up, and they can do service maintenance. They can set you up on a contract, come out a couple times a year. You don't have to worry about it. 758-2400, that's 928-758-2400, Arizona Comfort Solutions. Hey, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, we've got restaurants. We've got a brand-new restaurant that just opened here in the mall. We got restaurants, we got movies, clothing, vitamins, shoes, hats for the whole family, vape products, sports items, sunglasses, boots, and a brand-new Boys and Girls Club thrift store upstairs. Autumn's going to be here Monday. We'll talk about that. They get jet ski rentals. If you were, if you jumped in the pool in Kingman, you can, don't mind riding a jet ski out here right now in the Colorado River. Come on over to the mall. We have them. We have a medical clinic. We've talked about that, owned by Warm Sea, and a dollar store and a nail salon and a bar and a whole lot more. And it's not for sale, and they're not going to tear it down. Talus Harbor at Bullhead City Hospital. Yeah, what? Yeah, there's two hospitals in Bullhead. This is a specialty hospital sanitized for the geriatric patients, seniors with a physical and a mental issue or difficulties. Maybe they've got a depression or suicidal thoughts or paranoia or bipolar or substance abuse or emotional issues. Well, Talus Harbor is the experts. Let them help your loved ones or your friends tonight. Today, call 404-6009, 404-6009. Ask for Chaz Martinez. He'll take care of you. He'll get your friend or your loved one in there, and they'll get them shaped up and shipped out. Also, we're brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Dutch Bros Coffee, Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, and Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. And now we've got about 6 minutes left before the top of the hour. And now on our phone, we have from Mojave High School, Cameron Pruitt, the vocal music teacher and the choir director. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on today. Living life, loving things.
Good.
We have a brand new year to start off teaching great, talented kids here at our local high school.
Good. So you got a big concert coming up.
We do. We have our annual winter concert. It was a little postponed. If you haven't heard, there's a little bit of a pandemic going around. And sometimes that can change things in our day-to-day life. So we have our annual winter concert coming up. It's January 8th. We're doing, because of social distancing and stuff, we're doing two shows, one at 5 o'clock and one at 7 p.m. In the Mojave High School Auditorium. And both shows are free, but they are first come, first serve, because we do have to, because of social distancing guidelines, we do have a seating capacity of 125 people per show. So it is first come, first serve. Once those 125 seats are full, that's it.
So that's this Friday.
There's two shows, one at 5 p.m. and one at 7 p.m. Both are the best price of all, free.
the fact that it's free, I mean, families can come and enjoy a nice free concert, right?
Yep. And while the music selections are primarily going to be holiday, you know, we just had our holiday season pass, so it's a good way to look back and enjoy. There are some, I will throw out there, a little untraditional holiday music so that maybe you didn't get a chance to hear this season. But it should be really enjoyable for families and anybody who wants to attend.
So in your choir, you have a freshman all the way to seniors?
I have, yep. Freshmen all the way to seniors. And sometimes I have seniors who act like freshmen and freshmen who act like seniors.
Yeah, so are there solo opportunities for all those grade levels too?
Yep. Here at Mojave High School, I have five choirs, as you said, all ranging grade levels. It's going to be a whole evening of group singing, some solo singing. I even have a group of four ladies who, on their own learned a song, and they're going to be presenting it, at the concert. So it's a whole mixed bag.
So it sounds like a great concert and a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think so. The kids have worked really, really hard. I don't think, as a teacher, especially a choir teacher, people are like, how are you doing choir during, this pandemic? And I think if people really want to know the answer to that, they should come out to the concert this Friday night.
Well, fantastic. So what are the show times again?
5 o'clock and 7 o'clock.
Okay, Mojave High School, right across from Dutch Bros, right across from Perkins, right across from McDonald's. And you can go, and it's free, and park in that parking lot right off of Highway 95, and then walk right into the auditorium, right?
Yep. Gates and everything will be open. Concert won't be more than an hour, so it's just a great thing to do on a Friday evening.
Wow, fantastic. Well, Cameron, thank you so much. And you've got my email because we've been emailing back and forth through Lance Ross. And keep us up to date on other concerts, because the one thing that we all know is our kids are our future. And you can come to Mojave High and see some students that 4 or 5 years down the road, you might be seeing them on MTV or who knows, right?
Or Broadway, and that's happened more than once in our school's history. So, yeah, there's a lot of really talented kids who you wouldn't think come from a school like ours, but it happens more than you think.
No kidding. All right. Cameron, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
All right. Have a great day. Thank you for having me on.
You betcha. All right. So two phone calls today. Little social distancing with both of our guests, which is always good. I know Ryan had his feet up on his desk, but I don't think Cameron did because he's, got students around. You can't prop your feet up on your desk then. Hey, a couple things going on for our community calendar. There's a gun show in Kingman on the 23rd and the 24th. That's at the Kingman Fairgrounds. Guns, knives, coins, collectibles, all kinds of good stuff. 9 to 5 on Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday. If you want to get involved or you have questions, you call Lon at 928-692-0927. That was in Kingman. Oatman, that's right. Oatman's getting ready for their bed races again. If you've never been to the bed races in Oatman, you should go check it out. It's a lot of fun. We went last year, took my granddaughter and her cousin, and had lunch there, and then you go outside and you watch them race up and down the street. It's hilarious. So, and if you want to see the bed races, they take off at 1 o'clock that day. If you want to get involved, you want to put together a team, you call 928-577-9139. A fun day in Kingman. Oatman. I keep saying Kingman because I just spent an hour with Ryan. That's going to can it for the tuna. Mr. Sean Hannity is in your ear coming up next. It's been fun, but I'm done. I'll be back on Thursday. We're going to be dark tomorrow. Mr. Prather is going to fill in for me. You'll have, a little Prather, and then you're going to have Speak Out, and then Prather back for a little while before Sean Hannity comes in at 1 o'clock. Have a great day. We'll see you on Thursday.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.